To our very final session of this retreat. So that's one of the things about impermanence, nothing lasts. And for some of you, maybe it's been a bit challenging and it's quite good that it's ending. For others, maybe there's a bit of sadness and regret that it's ending. But in a way, we've had this time together. Hopefully it's been meaningful and hopefully you'll have got something from it. Certainly a lot of people sharing this afternoon, it seemed like it had been a very positive experience for them, but I know what it's like being on retreats, and some of it can be very challenging as well. And we probably wouldn't actually be able to go to the depths and the intensity if we were in an ongoing retreat every single day of our lives. So just the fact that it is a limited space provides a container in a way for us to do that, you know, and to be practicing together individually and collectively in this community and supporting each other. So thank you everybody for showing up and providing that supportive space for each other. And we're going to mark the ending of the retreat in more of a reflective, meditative and ritual way now. But we're going to start by saluting the three jewels, just to get ourselves in touch with that inspiration of the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha that are at the centre of Buddhist practice and the teachings. And we'll do this in call and response. Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Dhammaya.
Namo Dharmaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Nama.
Namo Nama.
Om.
Om.
Ah.
Ah.
Hung.
Hung.
So that shrine, that image of the shrine is a, in a way, it's a symbol for what we're doing, isn't it? They've got the Buddha there, representing that ideal of enlightenment, that inspiration, our own Buddha nature, what we can be, and him showing us the way. We've also got Dharma, you know, in terms of things like the flowers that represent impermanence, or the candles of insight, the bell for waking up. You ring the bell, you know, you're tootling along and then someone rings the bell and it's a sort of opportunity to just bring more awareness to what you're doing, and a reminder to see if we can keep on that whole ongoing process of waking up, not forget that that's one of the things we're trying to do. And we've also got the figures of Green Tara, who we were talking about quite a lot over the last few days, and Vajrasattva. So the tanka, the picture, is of Vajrasattva. We had Vajrasattva mantra this afternoon. And if you were there for the late night session, I'm realising not everybody was there for the late night session. That was when we sort of talked a lot about Vajrasattva and how he's particularly associated with purification, you know, uncovering that Buddha nature, and death actually, and purification before and after death. He's got a Vajra, he's got a bell, very much also around compassion and wisdom in that particular place where we need it a lot. one of the things we did. He has mantras. He's got the simple mantras, and we did one of those earlier today. But he also has this pretty awesome 100-syllable mantra. So we did that like 9 times, but we're only going to do it 3 times tonight. And Ratnadeva is going to sort of set us off in that at a certain point in the evening. But that's a way of us kind of like purifying ourselves and that energy. Yeah. So we'll be doing Vajrasattva mantra, we'll be doing Green Tara mantra, because we have been very much under their protection, and for those who are interested, and are feeling a connection through the mantras, through the rituals, or even just there's something about them you can't put your head, you can't quite understand, but you might feel a bit drawn to them, or maybe you don't feel drawn to them. But anyway, we've been in a way under their protection, and in a way, when we talk about going for refuge to the Sangha, it's not actually the Sangha, the West London Sangha or the Tree Ratna Sangha or whatever Sangha it is that we go for refuge to. We go to refuge to the Sangha of enlightened beings or those beings who are so far on the spiritual path that their enlightenment is assured at some point. So the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas primarily. So in a way, we have been going to refuge to Green Tara, Vajrasattva, as the Arya Sangha, and also through practicing Sangha with each other as part of the way that we go for refuge to the Sangha. Creating Sangha, creating community on this retreat, that's been part of our practice of going for refuge to the Sangha. So the outline for this evening is, first of all, I'm going to say some thank yous. And then we're going to get into the practice. And we're going to start off with a sort of 20-minute period reflecting on each of the four reminders. And the format for that will be I'll ring a bell, there'll be a reading, hopefully connected with or evoking each reminder. So at the beginning, Pranyalisa is going to read the poem. We started the retreat with The Human Body at Peace with Itself is Yours This One Time Only, which will hopefully evoke the preciousness of this opportunity in our human life. And then we'll have a period of 5 minutes just sitting. Then I'll ring the bell. We'll have another reading around impermanence, another 5 minutes. Ring the bell, reading around karma, 5 minutes. Ring the bell, and then the final reading around dukkha, another 5 minutes. So that's the four reminders reflection that we'll be starting the practice with. And I'll say more about the rest of the evening as we go on. And we'll be ending with a puja, a threefold puja, but with bits and pieces added in. But first of all, I just want to say, well, a very big thank you to all of you who've made this retreat what it has been. When you program a retreat, plan a retreat, you never know if anyone's actually going to show up. Or if they're going to be engaged, or if they're not going to be engaged, and all that kind of stuff. And it's just been really delightful practicing with you all. And there's been a real sense of people being committed and people being open and receptive and sticking with stuff that's difficult, but also opening to sort of something new or something joyful. And a real sense of people supporting each other, in the groups, but also just, in the practices. And such a sense of appreciation and gratitude, was expressed this afternoon. But I think for all of us on the team, there's a real sense of appreciation and gratitude for all of you who've made this retreat really delightful and also a very inspiring, moving few days. So, yes, thank you, all of you. I'm also actually going to thank the team, the centre team. Most of us are here, so three of us are here co-leading it. Sahananda's here taking part of it, and then Sophie's not here, but she played a lot of a role in sort of helping this retreat to happen, because she one of the things she does is publicity and the website and the newsletter and social media. And if she wasn't doing all of that, nobody would know that we had the retreat, so none of you would be here. But she does a lot of other things as well, but so thank you to Sophie for that. Very big thank you to Pasquale, who used to be on the team, isn't anymore, but he's still so very generous. And every time we do a retreat, he creates a web page for us. And then he, for however long the retreat is, he puts up the recordings, and he doesn't just put them up, he has to download them, and then he has to convert the sound recording into a different format. He has to put something onto YouTube. I don't understand how it all works, but he does. So he does all of that. And then I write him all these emails saying, oh, can you add this text in and can you add that text in? And he does all of that. And yeah, he's been feeling very frustrated because he likes to sort of be like really on the case, and he hasn't been able to because of his internet connection. But he has managed, when he gets a bit of a connection, he just whips something up there. So, and I'm sure in the next few days everything will be up there, and that will be there for the next few months, so you can go back to it. So thank you very much for Pasquale for providing that. And yeah, then my fellow retreat leader. So it's been a real delight having the three of us together, actually, because normally when we're leading something, it's just two of us, or even sometimes one of us. I've been doing quite a lot of things just by myself. And then I've done quite a few things with Ratmadeva, but not that much with Pranyanita, actually, in terms of a teaching. We do a lot in terms of running the centre and stuff that's not so enjoyable, like looking at finances and planning and all that kind of stuff. But every year at Christmas time, New Year, since she's been at the centre, we've co-led the city retreat. You know, sometimes other people have come in and joined us, like Dharmavardhana or Sudhajaya, but we've kind of stayed at the centre together and held the retreat over 10 days. And obviously, we couldn't do it quite the same way. But I have really missed teaching alongside Pranyanita, and I think you'll all have realised what a fantastic teacher she is and how she's good at so many different things, whether it's leading meditations, teaching the Dharma, and she's got such a presence, hasn't she, when she's doing a ritual or a mantra. And she's got all the sort of practical stuff, much more organized than me, and doesn't forget to record or to switch off the recordings during the breaks, which I've been doing on this retreat. Anyway, so it was a real delight, actually, to have the three of us together. And yeah, Ratnadeva, I've really enjoyed his teaching. And again, one of the things I think he brings from Buddha Field is that really creative approach to mantra and ritual. That's kind of very sort of freeing and colourful, and I love his like Shruti box. And he's a really quite good, really good drummer, actually. You might not have heard much of his drumming. I've heard a bit more of it, but yeah, he's a decent drummer, and it's really nice having that element in there. And I can be a little bit, well, around mantras, I don't like some of the stuff that sometimes happens around mantras. But usually, if somebody's doing it well, then I can really like it, yeah? So, because Ratnadeva, you know, he's very musical and he brings something new to it, then I kind of like work with my patterns about I just want it to be a really plain mantra, and I really love it, and it takes me to a different place. So that's been a real joy having that. And he does so much sort of thinking and reflecting and preparation whenever he gives a talk, and he brings his own particular perspective, and it's been really lovely having him join our sangha and our teaching sangha. And I think you can all tell that he's somebody who really likes people, really engages with people. So some people were talking about, you know, finding our sangha quite welcoming. And I know that Ratnadeva and his presence and how he's just so open to everybody plays a big part in creating that. I'd also like to thank Amitajyoti, who's not officially on the team, but has been being roped in to be doing readings and mantras, and also been just really supportive to all of us. And it's lovely to have you here, Amitajyoti, and I have got you doing things tonight again, so thank you in advance. And also, again, thank you very much, Pranyanita. So Pranyanita, she's our centre manager, so she does a whole lot of organisational stuff. And for years and years and years, West London didn't actually have a centre manager. And when she came along, it's changed our lives so much. And it's not that she's just good at being a manager and organising. It's because she brings so much commitment, so much inspiration in terms of her Buddhist practice into that context, into that work. And she's always looking at, well, what's good for the sangha, what's good for the centre, in all the sort of most mundane things, and gets excited about the cleaning and turning it into a cleaning from enlightenment session with study in the middle of it. So yeah, so it's been really lovely actually being a chance to do some teaching and hear her teaching and rituals and everything else. And yeah, for me, a highlight was doing the Sevenfold Puja and Call and Response with Penyanita, actually. It just felt like something really quite magical was happening in the call and response together with us and then with everybody else. So thank you very much, Penyanita. Thank you very much, Amitadeva, Amitajyoti, Pasquale, Sophie. Thank you, Sahananda, as somebody on the team in the background who's also helped, and he's our finance officer, and he's been doing a lot of, when people sign up or pay, he does a lot of processing, all of that. So thank you to Sahananda, and thank you again to all of you for being on the retreat.
Maybe if I can jump in, I'd like to really show my appreciation to Bodhilila because Bodhilila is such a earthy sort of holding presence for all of us actually, and to have this opportunity to be on a retreat with Bodhilila, with you, Bodhilila, is just both a joy and an incredible journey. And the way that you can talk about most deepest sort of Buddhist teachings and bring them to life and make them really accessible and make people engage and think about what's important to everyone at that point and bring that sort of collective practice into being is just quite stunning, and it's beautiful to be part of that. And your meditations, the way I think you are able to really take people into their bodies and into their depths and into different realms. So I really want to appreciate and show gratitude, what a delight that is to be working with you and to have that opportunity for both me and Ratnadeva to be part of this sort of triangle in some ways on this retreat has been such a joy. So thank you, Bodhilila. And I know how the city retreat is such a, it's such an important part to you because I know that you are so generous and you want to be there for people at this particular time. And so it's just a delight. Thank you.
Thank you.
And if I could just interject with my voice, thanking both Bodhilila and Pranyanita, not just for this retreat, but for steering, for skippering the good ship West London Buddhist Centre through uncharted waters this whole year of 2020, and very stormy waters at that. And you've led us through and safely into 2021. Without both of you, none of this could happen. The boat would have sunk.
Thank you. Okay. So, bit of a change of gear, a bit of a transition. If you want to get into your meditation posture, and what we'll be doing next is this four reminders reflection. So we have the four reminders: preciousness of this human birth, preciousness of the opportunity we have right now while we're alive. And we're going to have a reading by Pranyanita, by Tsongkhapa, and then after 5 minutes, we'll have another reading, this time by Ratnadeva, on the second reminder, impermanence. And he'll be reading a poem by Ryokan. After another 5 minutes, I'll ring the bell. Pranyanita will do a second reading on karma. And in fact, she'll be reading the opening of the Dhammapada, that we heard earlier in the retreat. And then after another 5 minutes, we'll have our final reading on Dukkha, and Amitin Jyoti will be reading a short Mary Oliver poem, and then we'll have a final 5 minutes, and I'll end with ringing three bells to mark the end of that period. And I think all of those readings, except possibly the Mary Oliver one, we've heard probably a lot of times. Some of them we've already heard on this retreat. And I think there's something about repetition and something about just hearing something again and again, and it sort of sinks in, not consciously. We're responding on different levels. So as you hear them, see if you can just let your body open, your heart open, your mind open. Be receptive to the reading wherever you feel it, wherever you're experiencing it. Reflection on the four reminders.
The human body, at peace with itself, is more precious than the rarest gem. Cherish your body. It is yours this time only. The human form is one with difficulty. It is easy to lose. All worldly things are brief, like lightning in the sky. This life you must know as the tiny splash of a raindrop, a thing of beauty that disappears even as it comes into being. Therefore, set your goal. Make use of every day and night to achieve it.
If there is beauty, there must be ugliness. If there is right, there must be wrong. Wisdom and ignorance are complementary, and illusion and enlightenment cannot be separated. This is an old truth. Don't think it was discovered recently. I want this, I want that, is nothing but foolishness. I'll tell you a secret. All things are impermanent.
Experiences are preceded by mind, led by mind, and produced by mind. If one speaks or acts with an impure mind, suffering follows. even as the cartwheel follows the hoof of the ox. Experiences are preceded by mind, led by mind, and produced by mind. If one speaks or acts with a pure mind, happiness follows, like a shadow that never departs.
Thank you.
Someone I loved once gave me a box full of darkness. It took me years to understand that this too was a gift.
So although this particular period of reflection on the four reminders is coming to a close, of course we can keep on reflecting on them in our everyday lives and also whenever we're practicing. And they are seen as really key things to reflect on. I know there's certain Tibetan lamas that think they're the most important thing to reflect on. All the Dharma is the four reminders. And yet they're also seen as these ordinary preliminary practices, setting the foundations, creating the conditions in a very ordinary way. You know, we can just from time to time be reflecting on them and it will have an effect. So we've set the scene, we've done our foundational preliminary practices. And what they're preliminary to is part of this whole process of awakening, our hearts and minds, going beyond, going to different places, beyond the conditioned, beyond dualities, a way of opening the heart, experiencing that limitless sense of connection, compassion with other living beings, and also opening our minds. So opening our minds and allowing ourselves to get more in contact with that big mind. And hopefully through this process of awakening our hearts, awakening our minds, we'll also begin to get closer to, get glimpses of that Buddha nature. So we're now going to have a reading from Ratnadeva on Metta. I'm reading from Sangharakshita, and then we're going to do the Maitri mantra. So Maitri is the Sanskrit word for metta. And actually the next Buddha, so it's all about metta, yeah, connecting with metta and great maha metta. So we'll have the reading, we'll have a period of the mantra, and then again just sit for 5 minutes. And then we'll have three Vajrasattva mantras to help us sort of have that sense of purification and connecting with Vajrasattva. And then we'll have a reading from Amitajyoti around the mind, again followed with a very short sit. And after that, we'll have a brief break. So, still staying in your meditation postures, we'll have this reading from Ratnadeva.
Metta has the taste of freedom. If you are able to act out of metta, if you treat others just as you treat yourself, you are acting as if the distinction you unthinkingly create in your mind between yourself and others simply did not exist. In doing so, you free yourself from the power of the illusion of a separate self. This is insight. And though you might not experience it in a cognitive way, the fact that you have developed metta, the emotional equivalent of insight, means that you have developed insight nonetheless.
Om Maitri, Maha Maitri. Maitri Swaha. Om Maitri, Maha Maitri. Maitri Swaha. So we're just having 5 minutes absorbing that.
Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tveno Patishta Trito Me Bhava Sutasho Me Bhava Supasho Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Pracha Sarva Karma Sucha Me Chitam Shriya Kuru Hong Ha 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 ho Bhagavan Sarva Tathagata Vajramame Moncha Vajri Bhava Mahasamaya Sattva Ahom Pat Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tvenopatishta Trileto Me Bhava Sutasho Me Bhava Suposho Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sara Siddhi Me Pracha Sara Karma Sucha Me Chitam Shriya Kuru Hong Ha 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 ho Bhagavan Sara Tathagata Vajramame Muncha Vajri Bhava Mahasamaya Sattva Ahom Pat Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tvenopatishta Trito Me Bhava Sutasho Me Bhava Supasho Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sara Siddhi Me Pracha Sara Karma Sucha Me Chitam Shriya Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sara Tathagata Vajramame Muncha Vajri Bhava Mahasamaya Sattva Ahom Pat
Imagine a sky, empty, spacious, and pure from the beginning. The essence of the nature of mind is like this. Imagine a sun. Luminous, clear, unobstructed and spontaneously present. The nature of mind is like this. Imagine that sun shining out impartially on us. And all things, penetrating all directions. The energy of mind, which is the manifestation of compassion, is like this. Nothing can obstruct it, and it pervades everywhere.
So, we're actually going to go straight into the final thing this evening, which is a threefold puja. And we'll keep it simple. We'll do the opening reverence. We'll do reverence to the three jewels, and after that we'll have a mantra, the Green Tara mantra. We'll have offerings to the Buddha, and then we'll end with transferring our merits. Opening reverence. We reverence the Buddha.
We reverence the Buddha.
The perfectly enlightened one.
The perfectly enlightened one.
The shower of the way.
The shower of the way.
We reverence the Dharma.
We reverence the Dharma.
The teaching of the Buddha.
The teaching of the Buddha.
Which leads from darkness to light.
Which leads from darkness to light.
We reverence the Sangha.
We reverence the Sangha.
The fellowship of the Buddha's disciples that inspires and guides.
The fellowship of the Buddha's disciples that inspires and guides.
Reverence to the three jewels. We reverence the Buddha.
We reverence the Buddha.
And aspire to follow him.
And aspire to follow him.
The Buddha was born as we are born.
The Buddha was born as we are born.
What the Buddha overcame.
What the Buddha overcame.
We too can overcome.
We too can overcome.
What the Buddha attained.
What the Buddha attained.
We too can attain.
We too can attain.
We reverence the Dharma.
We reverence the Dharma.
And aspire to follow it.
And aspire to follow it.
With body, speech, and mind until the end.
With body, speech, and mind until the end.
The truth in all its aspects.
The truth in all its aspects.
The path in all its stages.
The path in all its stages.
We aspire to study, practice, realize.
We aspire to study, practice, realize.
We reverence the Sangha.
We reverence the Sangha.
And aspire to follow it.
And aspire to follow it.
The fellowship of those who tread the way.
The fellowship of those who tread the way.
As one by one, we make our own commitment.
As one by one, we make our own commitment.
An ever-widening circle, the Sangha grows.
An ever-widening circle, the Sangha grows. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Swaha. 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 Om.
Offerings to the Buddha. Reverencing the Buddha.
Reverencing the Buddha.
We offer flowers.
We offer flowers.
Flowers that today are fresh and sweetly blooming.
Flowers that today are fresh and sweetly blooming.
Flowers that tomorrow are faded and fallen.
Flowers that tomorrow are faded and fallen.
Our bodies too, like flowers, will pass away.
Our bodies too, like flowers, will pass away.
Reverencing the Buddha.
Reverencing the Buddha.
We offer candles.
We offer candles.
To him who is the light, we offer light.
To him who is the light, we offer light.
From his greater lamp, a lesser lamp we light within us.
from his greater lamp, a lesser lamp with light within us.
The lamp of Bodhi shining within our hearts.
The lamp of Bodhi shining within our hearts.
Reverencing the Buddha.
Reverencing the Buddha.
We offer incense.
We offer incense.
Incense whose fragrance pervades the air.
Incense whose fragrance pervades the air.
The fragrance of the perfect life.
The fragrance of the perfect life.
Sweeter than incense.
Sweeter than incense.
Spreads in all directions throughout the world.
Spreads in all directions throughout the world.
Transference of merit and self-surrender. May the merit gained.
May the merit gained.
In my acting thus.
In my acting thus.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
My personality throughout my existences.
My personality throughout my existences.
My possessions.
My possessions.
And my merit in all three ways.
And my merit in all three ways.
I give up without regard to myself.
I give up without regard to myself.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Just as the earth and other elements
are serviceable in many ways.
Are serviceable in many ways.
To the infinite number of beings.
To the infinite number of beings.
Inhabiting limitless space.
Inhabiting limitless space.
So may I become.
So may I become
that which maintains all beings.
That which maintains all beings.
Situated throughout space.
Situated throughout space.
So long as all have not attained.
So long as all have not attained.
To peace.
To peace.
So, we're coming to the end of the evening, and also coming to the end of the retreat. And I know it's been like an intense evening of practice. Felt that that was how I wanted to end this retreat, so I hope that's been okay. But just being aware that you might be in a different kind of a place, a little bit more sensitive, a little bit more tender, from having been on the retreat and also from having done a whole evening of practice like that. And we don't have the normal transition of journeying back home. Was talking with some people at lunchtime about going on retreat to Dharmakosha. I think they've changed the travel a little bit, but when I went there, it's sort of like about three trains and a bus, and then a tiny little bus that if you missed it, there was only another one in the day, hours later. And you really got a sense of that journeying, moving from one place to another at the before and end of retreat. Whereas for most of us, I guess, we'll switch off our computers or our laptops, our mobile devices, and then we'll just be there in our lives, maybe with other people around us. So if you can, just giving yourself some space tonight and over the next day or so, you know, people around you haven't been on retreat, people you meet haven't been on retreat. And even if you live by yourself, it might be tempting just to switch on the telly and binge Netflix, but it's probably not ideal to do that tonight. So take care of yourselves, yeah, just self-meta in how you transition off the retreat into your life. One of the things about doing an online retreat is you can integrate it. It's not like retreat experience and then your life, but it is hard to go straight from one to the other. So just taking care, being kind to yourself, doing what you need to do. And yeah, again, really big thank you for all of you for coming and for practicing and for making this, certainly for me, what's felt like quite a strong retreat and a really joyful few days. And hope to see some of you at some of our other events, West London events, later this year. We're in the new year already. And actually, if anybody's free tomorrow afternoon, there is a very special thing that's happening, which is Emma, who's part of our community, she's actually curator of this exhibition at the British Museum on Tantra. And Yasha Bodhi, who is one of our teachers, teaches the Buddhism in the City class, but she also has been part of this collective with Amita Jyoti, actually, that has been, you know, doing workshops and art things in museums and things. And the two of them are doing an event as a fundraiser for the centre, but I'm sure it'll be really interesting if you want something slightly different but related. And I think you can find out about that on the website or if you've got our newsletter. So again, yes, go well. Hope to see you again. We will be running other retreats during the year. We kind of have some week-long retreats that I'm going to be doing with Paramananda, and then we've got some weekend retreats with different combinations of us, including Maitri Pushpa, who you may have seen on some other events. She's going to be co-leading a retreat with me over Easter. So, hope to see you on some of our retreats or courses, Dharma Night, other things. And yeah, Happy New Year. And anyone want to unmute yourselves? And